Madam Tumba, you have the floor. Thank you. Thank you, Chair. And I would like to thank the committee for their work and for giving us an opportunity to speak about sexual violence in the eastern part of our country. We're going to address these matters under three dimensions: politically, security, and legal, by highlighting the situation of crisis that our country is undergoing now. But before I begin, the DRC National Human Rights Commission would like to welcome the delegation of the DRC that has spared no effort in order to take part in this session in spite of the country's situation. Politically, our National Human Rights Commission welcomes the political and operational decisions taken by the Congolese government seeking to protect the civilian population given risks of sexual violence and other types of related violence and violations of human rights perpetrated by the parties to the conflict in the east part of the country. That said, we remain concerned about the implementation of decisions taken and their deterrent nature regarding armed groups in the Rwandese army, which seem to be unaffected by these decisions. The Human Rights Commission is also concerned about the ongoing existence and indeed the intensification of the conflict, which are the cause of the mass displacement of the population, do not allow the government to properly secure prevention of sexual violence and other related violations of human rights, particularly in areas controlled by armed groups and the Rwandese army. From a security and humanitarian point of view, one of the major challenges for the government is securing and providing assistance to the civilian population in areas controlled by armed groups and in the displaced persons camps. The recent invasion of Goma by M23 rebels and the Rwandese army show the sheer magnitude of this challenge by leaving this city with pure bloodshed during these days. This has led to systematic and widespread violations of human rights and violations of international humanitarian law, and their number one target has been women and children. At least 700 people have died in Goma since this invasion. Approximately 500,000 persons have been displaced, including women and children, and they do not benefit from humanitarian assistance. Many displaced persons who lived in displaced persons camp have had to flee once again due to bombs falling on their camps. Sexual violence have reached their highest number, and the healthcare infrastructure is beyond capacity. Legally speaking, in the current context, following the invasion of Goma and the risk of increasing tension and conflict in the region, access to justice for victims of sexual violence and other human rights related violations seems difficult, especially given that the courts and the buildings have been ransacked. The town is not under the control of the Congolese government since the invasion, in a sheer violation of the sovereignty of the state by M23 and the Rwandese army. Bearing in mind the current situation, the National Human Rights Commission would like to recommend the state of Congo to use all its power to restore peace to the east, favoring the path of dialogue and the peaceful settlement of differences. At the International Criminal Court, we would like to recommend that they begin criminal prosecution of those responsible in the M23 and the Rwandese army for various acts of crime of war and crimes against humanity perpetrated in Goma and the surrounding area. To the United Nations Security Council, we would like to recommend that they take targeted sanctions against Rwanda and to do whatever they can to bring peace to the east of the DRC. Thank you.